Hi, Richard Jacobs, Speakeasy Marketing, and today I'm going to talk about keywords. A lot of attorneys ask me, what are the best keywords for my market? So let me tell you that it doesn't matter your market. You're not in a branded market by being an attorney. Branded means PX90. You know, have you ever heard of that workout program? Well, in that market, there's a few keywords that are very, very important that drive almost all the traffic, like P90X, PX90, P90 workout, that kind of stuff. But for attorneys, there are no such branded keywords. There's no Xerox, there's no McDonald's, there's none of that stuff. So I'll give you, for instance, what I actually see being searched on attorney sites. So let's take DUI. People are not searching very much on Los Angeles DUI lawyer, New York DWI attorney. What they are searching on are themes related to DUI. Let me give you, for instance, got pulled over in Dallas, blew a .12, now what? Refused the breath test, second DUI, will I go to jail? Failed the walk and turn test, am I going to be convicted? These are the kind of searches that people do. They're around themes, field sobriety, breath tests, stuff like that. They're not best DUI lawyer, most expensive DUI lawyer, that kind of stuff. Let's say you're in bankruptcy, same thing. They're not searching for Wichita BK lawyer or Minneapolis bankruptcy lawyer. They're searching for, in a Chapter 7, can I keep my house? Will Chapter 13 get rid of my credit card debt? If I give my house to my sister, will that not become part of the bankruptcy estate? Those are the things that people are searching. And I'm not just making this up. It's not wishful thinking. This is what I actually see on my client sites. Let's talk about divorce. Keywords there, not New Jersey divorce lawyer. The keywords there actually are getting divorced. Does the wife automatically get custody? I'm self-employed. How much do I have to pay for child support? Those kind of things. And I can go on and on and on. This happens in personal injury. This happens in criminal defense. This happens in civil litigation. This happens everywhere in the legal field. And again, I've seen this over hundreds of attorney sites. So if you're gunning for a few keywords, you know, 3, 5, 10, 20 keywords, you're going the wrong way. You're missing out on probably 80% of all the potential traffic you could be getting. So I want you to refocus what you're doing and focus on themes around what you do. And last thing I'm going to leave you with, instead of getting on page one of Google for 3 or 5 or 10 or 20 keywords, a healthy attorney's website can be on page one for thousands, tens of thousands of keywords. And again, it's not an exaggeration. This is what I see every day. Hope this helps.